How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tanya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, A Cabinet Reshuffle and Other Hustle. Cabinet reshuffle chucked a curveball on my report. I was done and dusted when I heard the news that the president would be addressing the nation on a cabinet reshuffle and that Zwelile Mkhize had resigned. I was amped for his speech. I didn't care if it was monotone. I was going to be alert and pay acute attention. Sadly, as I rewrite this report, I feel a bit deflated, like I went to a party and there was no music or banting across the walls. Not much of a party. See what I did there? First off, of course, Zwelile Mkhize had to resign. Isn't that the very least we can expect? And where was our suspended, stepped aside, special leave, resigned health minister Zwelile Mkhize and his crooked son Didani since this debacle arose? They were having pedicures, I kid you not. With the theft of millions, Didani and his nearest and dearest opened a boutique salon and there are images of Didani having a pedicure. Where are the police? This is a hustle. It's an open and shut case. Put them on remand. You accepted his resignation, Mr. President? I should think so too, sir. So what happened in the cabinet reshuffle? The most important bits are that our head chef, Tito Mboweni, has resigned despite Ramaphosa's request for him to stay. I don't blame him. Now at least he can tweet and cook in peace without dragging the nation's debt like a noose around his neck. I will miss him, though. And now enter Enoch Godongwana, our new Minister of Finance. He has a couple of small and Yana skeletons, some side hustle. But on the balance of the jury is out on his appointment, with most saying, let's just wait and see. John Steenhuisen didn't make the cut, though. What on earth was that about? Such a hustler. The president also said, and in no uncertain terms, that he was taking defense and security directly under his wing. I like that bit. That is a reshuffle. Sydney Mufamadi will be the national security advisor. Water made top of the agenda. Tele missed the guillotine, even though the nation called for his head. I like Tele, but I don't drink, so I can't relate to that hustle. And then finally, Zizi Kodwa will take over intelligence. Is that an oxymoron or just a hustle? Apart from some top cuts, another 11 deputy ministers were appointed to the bloated cabinet. 11. Perhaps I'm ignorant, but this was the first time I've heard many of these names. And is that a good thing or are we just hustling to eat again? I think that's the bit that made me feel meh. Why didn't you use the guillotine, Mr. President? Why didn't you cull the bloat and then the rot? Why didn't you take down the Aces, the Angies, and the old age home you have in your cabinet by just retiring those over the age of 70? That would be a good start. I must say that when news media wrote about cabinet reshuffle coinciding with Didi Mabuza's return from his Russian dalliance, I was so hopeful. But it turned out that that story was just, well, a hustle. And I was duped again. Meh. Last week, using irrefutable data as proof, we released the instigators of the insurrection. I'd love to tell you that it made an impact. It didn't. 11 so-called instigators are behind bars and 4 have been granted bail. Not one is called by the name Zuma. The bail imposed was laughable. Look at Mkunu. This guy had such influence that he summoned a private jet and is brazenly recorded on tape saying that he will escape. He was released with 2,000 rands bail. That's less than 1 month's groceries and certainly less than a tank of fuel after this week's petrol hike. I don't get it at all. That Mercedes-Benz looter, he got 5,000 rand bail. And there's no mention of the Zoomers. Why? Why is there deathly silence about the real instigators? A journalist asked Dudizane Zuma if he'd heard from any law enforcement officials, and guess what? The answer is no. In fact, in the same interview, he said that if he was in the looter's shoes at the time, he'd have done the exact same thing that they did. He reinforced his message of anarchy and crowed about it. It is very clear he is above our law, even more so than his father. Are you listening, Mr. President? Hello? Naomi Campbell wrote an open letter to Zuma. I'm a fan. Not only is she enviably one of the most beautiful women in the world, but she's such a strong presence and has always held herself with grace in her power, which is a rare trait. Campbell, a friend of Mandela, a massive celebrity with a great reputation, made an effort to put pen to paper asking Zuma to call for peace in South Africa. What happens next? Is there a dialogue between the celebrity and the Jay-Z Foundation? Well, not exactly. Ubaba's daughter Jabu Zuma took shots back at Naomi. Jabu basically called Campbell ignorant, but good old Duduzile, while she responded with a jab at Naomi's hairline. She posted unflattering pictures of the supermodel, calling it a hairy situation to get involved in. This is the truth, guys. I'm not making this up. She dissed Naomi Campbell's hairline as a response to her open letter. How classy is that? This place is weird. As I write this, we've been told to expect further unrest in the coming days. They say unrest, they mean coup attempts. You know the kind, the type where there's not a coup at all because South Africans will not be played. Instead, what they mean is that there are terrorists due on our streets and we are to take cover in case the government are caught sleeping again. I hope not in that cabinet reshuffle. You want to know what's another hustle? Racist narrative that is not from the public, but rather orchestrated by political parties. Wait, is that weird? Well, in a country that's manipulated by Baal Pottinger, not so much. We're used to outside forces trying to push us apart. The EFF in Phoenix. 30 people died in Phoenix during the insurrection. Over 300 people died across the country. Whose fault is it? Who caused the chaos on our streets before the looters? So-called and no doubt so paid Zuma reporters that behaved like terrorists. They destroyed many parts of our fragile production lines and almost crippled two of our major provinces. There are 300 dead and there are thousands that are way below the breadline directly because of the failed coup attempt. Julius Malema wants you to believe that our people cannot breathe because of racist Indians. And I'll tell you who cannot breathe, Juju. Us. All of us who are not dirty politicians or enablers of corruption nested in corporate South Africa. Us, ordinary South Africans who are not interested in race wars. We've been through a war. We're tired. Leave us alone. We are rebuilding. And if you haven't got your hands dirty, then why are you here? Why? What did you build, Julius? What did you clean? Nothing. But you did do something today. You and your well-branded supporters, you brought this to Phoenix today. You closed businesses, stoned shops, brought a bucket load of fear and a cesspit of anger with a COVID-19 super spreader event that was the EFF in Phoenix. Sit down, CRC. Connie Ferguson took our tears as we watched the gut-wrenching funeral of Shauna Ferguson. Connie told us she doesn't know what tomorrow looks like. Neither do we, Connie. Neither do we. May your soul find ease through this pain. Is there a family in South Africa that has not felt pain and massive loss over lockdown? I can't think of one family, to be honest. Can you? The statistics say the numbers are down and that we've passed the peak of the third wave, and in the same breath we are told to prepare for the fourth wave. When are we going to stop giving them numbers and equip ourselves with changes that accommodate the virus rather than to keep fighting it? Hello, Mr. President. Are you listening? I had a conspiracy theory that Ramaphosa was going to lock up well-liked Mkhize and in doing so would have paved the way for Ace Dudazane and a whole troop of others, but sadly not. Well, not yet, says the patriot and optimist in me. The IEC postponed elections and Dimasani Masilela's killers got life, not before time. Simizi and Mahale tore chunks out of each other through the media this week. It's Women's Month, so brace yourself, South Africa. Coming up is a horrific set of statistics about the abuse of the female gender and the lack of interest from our leadership. That's all you'll see, though. We'll see you again next year. Same time. I'm not great on sport, You probably know that about me, but Tatiana Schoonmaker won all the hearts across the nation with her Olympic medals. With almost 70,000 mentions and an engagement of over 1.6 million in South Africa alone, Tatiana dominated social media over the past 14 days. There were many heroes in the Olympics, but this woman and the images of a dream fulfilled was enough to keep you smiling through all the strange things that are around us. Thank you, Tatiana, for saving SA. We salute you. Strong woman, powerful woman, South African woman. I'm Tonya Currie, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report.